with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Wisconsin voters head to the polls today in a closely watched election for a seat on the state's Supreme Court, which has national implications for the future of President Trump's legislative agenda. Former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel is the conservative candidate for the Supreme Court.
My opponent went out and promised she was going to engage in congressional map redistricting, which would result in, she said, two Republican congressional seats turning Democrat. That's the danger, because you take out two Republican congressional districts and suddenly now you have at the national level, President Trump doesn't have any majority behind him. They see a great opportunity to change not just Wisconsin politics, but American politics.
Polling places in Wisconsin will be open until 7 p.m. local time tonight. Spending in the hotly contested Supreme Court race is expected to exceed $100 million. President Trump will unveil a new set of tariffs tomorrow with the goal of boosting products made in America. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
CEOs, Wall Street investors, and everyday consumers are bracing for the impact of new taxes on imports from other countries. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt predicts the president's action
will improve American competitiveness in every area of industry, reduce our massive trade deficits, and ultimately protect our economic and national security.
The president unveils his sweeping tariffs at a Rose Garden ceremony Wednesday afternoon. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Forecasters are warning of potentially deadly flash flooding and strong tornadoes in coming days from a new round of storms. Waves of thunderstorms are poised to strike parts of the Midwest and South later this week. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 11 points. This is SRN News. Britain's assisted suicide bill's in trouble.
Supporters of the controversial legislation facing a growing public backlash have agreed to extend debate, meaning that assisted suicide might not become law before 2029. But that's the year the United Kingdom is scheduled to hold an election, the results of which might put an end to the assisted suicide bill altogether. Opponents say the measure will victimize the disabled and the elderly, for whom a right to die might become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
National pro-life groups are organizing a lobbying effort with Congress and the Trump administration aimed at eliminating funding for Planned Parenthood. Pro-life advocates believe Republican control of the White House and Congress presents a unique opportunity to end federal reimbursement for the nation's largest abortion business. Some also think Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency could be a tool for getting it done. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks soared through another shaky day of trading, with uncertainty still high about just what President Trump will announce about tariffs on his Liberation Day. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% after swinging between a drop of 1% and a gain of 0.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped less than 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.9%. Treasury yields dropped in the bond market after reports said U.S. manufacturing contracted last month, breaking a two-month streak of growth. Markets had been shaky in the run-up to Wednesday when the president will announce a sweeping set of tariffs. The Dow was down 11 to 41,989. The NASDAQ gained 150 to 17,449. The S&P 500 added 21 to 5633. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.